dear. It's really coming down out there. I do hope it doesn't last too much longer. Settlement. Well, I do hope the poor thing gets home safely. I wonder if I can see them from here. Oh my gosh! Oh, that poor thing, he fell on his face! Oh, I guess the storms made it slick out there. Poor thing. Why are they out here all by themselves? Wait. Why aren't they moving? Oh, no. What should I do? I guess I'll have to go help. Hey! Hello? Are you okay? Not moving. Oh, this is not good, not good at all. But I can't just leave them there. That would be too cruel. But, oh, for heaven's sakes. Oh, the poor thing. I gotta hurry and get them inside. Like you doing all the way out here, especially by yourself. No, don't get up too quickly now. You just hurt yourself really badly, so I brought you here to my shrine. I promise you're safe now. Here, let me help you sit up. There, see? Doesn't that feel better? That's a good boy. Huh? Oh, I'm so sorry. I should have introduced myself sooner. My name's Kyo. I'm a kitsune, and I live in this shrine. It's a pleasure to meet you. So what's your name? That's quite a lovely name. And suits you very well. Oh, you're shivering really hard. Oh gosh, you must be dreadfully cold after being out there for so long. And your clothes are soaking wet. Here, let's get you over to the fire and get warmed up, sweetheart. Gosh, you poor thing. Here, let me go get some more logs to add to the fire. I'll be right back. Better? Well, now that the fire's lit, hopefully you'll be able to warm up soon. Oh, would you maybe like some tea? I'm sure it'll help you warm up quicker. Here, why don't you strip down out of those sopping wet clothes, and I'll bring you something else to wear in the meantime, okay? I'll be right back. All Alrighty, I'm back. Here's that cup of tea that I promised you, as well as a nice new pair of clothes. I do apologize for how drabby they look. They're kind of the only thing I have at my disposal. But I do hope they are warm and dry compared to what you... Wait a minute, sweetheart. I thought I told you to get undressed. You know, if you keep wearing those wet clothes, you'll catch your death. It's not good for your health, you know. What? What do you mean you won't undress? Oh, come now, don't be so silly. If you don't warm up soon, you'll... You're ashamed? Ashamed of what? Oh. Well, I mean, I have seen plenty of scars in my time, you know. There's nothing to be ashamed of, so just stop fussing and go ahead and take them off. Oh! Oh my gosh! Those are quite a few scars you've got. No. Look, there's nothing to be sorry for, sweetheart. You don't need to apologize to me. These scars are quite old. Do you mind if I touch them? I'm sorry. This must be so uncomfortable for you. We've only just met, and here I am, fondling over you like we're lovers. Oh, you liked it, huh? Well, I'm glad. Well, it does make me feel better that you liked it. I'm no stranger to odd looks, you know. I mean, after all, I'm a kitsune. Here, now then. Go ahead and take a sip of your tea. It'll make you feel better. Sweetheart. Oh, well, like I said before, I am a kitsune. But I'm sure you've heard about us before, haven't you? So, I guess I didn't think this would be a surprise. But then again, I guess it really does depend on what version of folklore you believe. Whether we are sly, mischievous tricksters, or perhaps beings who accompany a person trying to connect them to their fate. There are many different cultures and religions that have very different depictions of our kind. Indigenous people, for instance, they believed that we were spirits bound to animal forms to help both mankind and animals in need, or to punish the arrogant, greedy ones of this world. Many even believe that we are bad omens. Can you imagine that? To think that some people think that way about us, it makes my heart hurt. You know, I think my favorite folklore was the one of Celtic renditions. I mean, they were still tricksters in disguise, of course. But to them, we symbolized the need to think fast and strategically, to adapt to one's surroundings and situations, to make calculated decisions in an instant. But no matter what folklore you believe, there's always one thing that's usually common with the humans in them. That the humans are usually scared of us. We look like humans, except for the obvious ears and tails. But I guess beggars can't be choosers, huh? Oh, why do I live so far away from the humans? I mean, I have lived out here most of my life, and it's quiet and peaceful, honestly. But even I can admit that it can get very lonely out here, being so far up in the mountains. With no one to talk to, and no one to listen on to your ramblings. Can you tell me something, human? Why were you out here, all by yourself? Oh my gosh. You got separated while hiking with your friends? And then the storm hit? Oh, that's awful. But I thought humans traveled in packs. Why would the pack leave a member behind? Oh, you're kidding. That's terrible. You're telling me you ended up losing sight of your friends? And that you slipped and fell too far behind? I'm sure they're out there looking for you right now, even as we speak. But I guess until then... you can stay the night here! And don't worry, I'll help you look for your friends in the morning. I do know these woods pretty well, you know. So, how does that sound? Oh, well, I mean... We could look for them tonight, if that's truly what you want to do, but with the storm outside, I don't really see us making much progress in finding them. I do hate to bring it up again, but those scars that you have, I couldn't help but notice that they're quite old and have long since healed. They're nothing like I've ever seen before, and there's just so many of them. They cover your entire torso, front and back. If I may be so bold, how did you get them? Oh my goodness. That's quite horrific. I'm so sorry that happened to you. I guess me touching them must have brought up some bad memories. Oh, you poor thing. You've been through so much, haven't you? What? No, they're not ugly or hideous. Why would anyone say such awful things to you? And why do you think that I would say such awful and cruel things? What? You were teased about them? But why? That doesn't make any sense. Well, you know what? I think they show character. And if you don't mind, can I touch them again? Yes, I promise that I'll be extra gentle. Okay. Here I go. Do they still hurt? I see. You know, I still can't believe that happened to you. Poor thing. Good boys like you don't deserve to be treated like that. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. That must have been weird for me to do. It's just, I don't like seeing others in pain. Seeing other people in pain makes my heart ache, and I just want you to know that you don't have to worry about feeling exposed to me, okay? You know, being a kitsune and all, I understand being shunned or embarrassed about one's appearance and background. That's one of the reasons I've secluded myself so far away from the humans. After all, the humans think I bring misfortune and mischief wherever I go. All I am to them is a bad omen. And so, that's why I've secluded myself here. Far away from anyone. Unable to cause any of them harm. Oh, you think I'm cute? Gosh, you're such a sweet talker. And here I was trying to console you in your problems. And yet it seems here you are consoling me instead. That was wonderful. You know, you don't have to stop if you don't want to. second. No, you didn't do anything wrong. I think we should probably move somewhere more comfortable. Come on. Why don't you follow me to my bedchambers? I know it isn't much, but, well, it's home for me. Here, why don't I help you undress? You can start with that shirt of yours. There we go. Now, time for your pants. It's my turn to undress. Huh? You want to help me undress? Oh. Yeah, I would like that very much. Thank you. But I should warn you, it's kind of hard to get these maiden clothes off. It can be a bit of a hassle sometimes. On my body. They're so warm and refreshing. Of course, I would love for you to touch me more. You like my breasts, do you? Gosh, your hands are so soft and gentle. It feels so good. Now it's my turn to make you feel good. So, be a good little pup for me, okay? And just let me take care of everything. feel good and special. Do you think you can do that for me? That's a good pup. Now, where to start, where to start? Let's see. I think I'll start right here, on your forehead. Just close your eyes and relax, darling. I'll melt your pain away, okay? That's a good boy. My good boy. Lips, just begging for my attention. Much time on these luscious lips. The rest of you might get jealous otherwise. So, I'll go down your neck and all the way down this delectable collarbone of yours. Does it feel good? Oh, you're shivering for me. It's okay. You just lay there and shiver for me, okay? My good boy. Now, down your hips, mm. Oh. Seems as though someone's already hard for me. Such a good boy. Does it feel good? Does my little pup love seeing this cute little vixen's head bobbing up and down on his good boy cock? Feeling my hot little mouth drooling and slobbering all over this precious, perfect cock? Enjoying this. You're leaking pre-cum all over my hand. You're doing such a good job for me. Seeing you shiver under me brings an unimaginable pleasure. I wonder if you liked that. What do you think of this? Did you like that, sweetie? Being drowned in pleasure? Your eyes rolling back into that cute little skull of yours? My throat bulging from swallowing your cock hole? You know, it's been a long time since I've gotten to go down on someone as intensely as that. I think I'd like to do it again. Bucking into me. That's a good boy. It's okay. You don't have to be shy. You can thrust into my hand. Let me just tighten my grip a little bit for you, okay? You want me to moan in your ear as I do it? A good boy. Fucking my hand like that. Your tip just pushing through my fingertips. Penetrating my fingers like it's a pussy. Punching itself deeper and deeper into my imaginary nether region. Oh, yes. That's it, baby boy. Let me just stroke you a little faster now. Are you close, sweetheart? Yeah? You wanna come for me? You can come for me if you want. And come for me all you want. But you know, good boys come on command. Look at me, sweetie. Look into my eyes while you fuck my fingers. I want you to come for me on the count of five. You think you can do that for me? That's a good. Here we go. Five, four, three, two, one. That's it. Come for me. Let out all that pent-up energy for me. Come on. You can do it. Come for me. Oh, yes. That's it. That's it, my good boy. Let it all out for me. You did such a good job. Someone's a bit sensitive, aren't they? He's such a good pup. He came so much for me. I'm glad I made you feel special. You're such a good boy. Now, I'll admit that you kind of wore me out, sweetheart. Yeah, the sound of the storm is actually pretty soothing. Makes me sleepy, you know? You too, huh? Well, why don't you just relax here under me then? Pull the blankets up over us, and I'll curl my tail around you like this and keep you warm. Okay? There we go. All nice and cozy now. You don't mind if I play with your hair for a bit, do you? It's so nice and soft. It makes me think of my mom. She always used to stroke and brush my hair and tails when I was a kid. Made me feel feel safe, comfortable, and extremely relaxed. And always super sleepy. Sweet dreams, good boy. And don't worry, I'm not going anywhere. I'll be right here when you wake up. My very, very special boy.